music short. Just Blog hold on.
Talk Radio.
Short for me. Oh, that was weird. Okay, I didn't really fade that out. I took it all the way out. All right, you guys. Anyway, we'll play that at the end, but right now at the beginning, you guys have already heard that if you were on the other Blog Talk show when you signed in. I know you guys probably can't hear it on Facebook. I don't know if you can or not because I have my headphones on. So Gidget, hey, Gidget, she says, that is what I've been doing for many years now. Do it as you can afford to do it and do what you can to save a ton. Oh, yeah, totally get it. So one of my hobbies is actually renovating houses, and I have no problem with doing renovations. And my last house I renovated while I was living in it, and then I renovated another house after that, which was renovate to sell it. And so I actually love renos and have been looking for one actually for a while. To do another house, but there's been like not a lot of opportunities in my area because it seems like everybody is doing flips now. So it's a really high competitive market to get a house that's a rehab. And anyway, but it's possible. It just hasn't happened yet. And that'll happen. But anyway, so yeah, I'm totally down with doing remodeling. So you're feeling like me. I love it, but it was and it's not so much that it's tiring. It's just that my business is so busy that I can't have my living space being in chaos because I work from my home office a lot, and that's really kind of what it is all about. So I don't mind doing a reno outside of my home at this point right now, but I don't want to do it in my house right now. And especially a big project like that, because that's a lot of flooring for sure. I don't mind doing little things as we go along. So that's kind of like the deal with that. So I'm dropping Oracle cards on the floor. So really interesting as I'm shuffling and dropping cards and I'm talking about this, the two cards that fell out were orphaned, and you guys can see these on Facebook. And this is from Colette Baron Reed's Wisdom of the Oracle deck. And then Treasure Island. So I get the orphaned card a lot. And what does that mean? The orphaned is exactly what it sounds like and looks like, right? It's the sad embrace. It's feeling like you don't belong. And sometimes we put ourselves in that space by our thoughts and what we feel and what we are thinking and believing. And I totally get into sort of that orphaned space because my story is like the real Cinderella story, where my dad worked a lot because we had done his own salary and my mom didn't work. And so anyway, but I, had to scrub floors and oil the paneling and take care of my siblings and all that stuff. I was the oldest girl. And I had a brother a year older than me, but, at that time, boys weren't expected to do that kind of thing or whatever. And so my mom was really not nice, and more than not nice, hey, Susan. And it was really kind of funny because a year and a half ago, Colette Baron Reed was in Massachusetts, and I took a bunch of my students to go see her. And at the end of her hour doing mediumship readings, she's walking across the stage and she says, so I have this black horse here. And she stops in front of the area where I'm sitting, and I'm sitting way in the back. And she looks up and she looks right at me and she says, this is for you. This is your mother. And I went, oh, shit. That's not what I said, but you get the idea. And I couldn't believe it. And so she was saying, basically that, my mother, she said, I never understood why she was so mean to me. And I totally didn't understand that. So sometimes I can feel orphaned, right? And it has, of course, a lot of our emotions go back to childhood, even when we've done a lot of personal development work, because we all have triggers of things that, you know, still need to be resolved. So, you know, one thing that I do that I've been doing actually a lot lately is Reese Thomas's What Do You Want Meditation and Creator Meditation. I think you can find those on his website. I'm not sure. It's rhysthomas.com. Or you can try the Reese Method. He's got a whole bunch of websites. But in the What Do You Want Meditation, you actually go back into your childhood home in the meditation. And it's really a cool meditation to do, to see what it's like when you go into your childhood home, when there's nobody there, and then you go back when your family's there and see how you feel differently. It's really, really a cool meditation. So I've been actually doing that meditation and also, you know, doing a lot of work around what's coming up as far as feeling abandoned, you know, feeling like, oh my God, here I am in this place again, having a place to go, looking for a place. And just sort of a little bit of backstory that I haven't, I've talked about, I think, maybe 2 weeks ago, but if you guys didn't listen to that show, you wouldn't know. So I'm in a rental, and 6.5 years ago, I decided that it was going to be better for me to rent because I didn't want to have to like do yard maintenance and things like that. My daughter was away at college, so she was still lived at home, but she was only home on weekends and then, you know, in the summer and winter break and all that, whatever, college stuff. But it was, it was a lot of upkeep to expect her to do because I couldn't cut the grass myself. Because I have a herniated disc and whatever, physical things that it's hard for me to push a lawnmower, and especially because our yard was one big hill. So, like, my neighbor was taking care of my yard for me while my daughter was away at college, and the house still needed so much work. It just got too much for me to do. So I decided that it was time for me to let the house go and to go into a rental. So I found this place that I absolutely love. And when I moved into this place, it's a duplex, my son's dad was supposed to buy the house and then changed his mind 2 months after I moved in. And so then I was going to buy the house, and the woman that owned the house sold the house 6 months before I had wanted to buy it, and I had spoken to her and let her know that, you know, I was interested in buying, et cetera, and this is when I wanted to purchase it. And this guy from Boston came along and sent her a letter and said, hey, I want to buy the house. And it was ripe for the picking. He buys the house for really cheap money. And next thing you know, the house was sold, and I didn't even know that the house was being sold a few months before I thought I was buying it. So this new guy, of course, he's from Boston. He has high ideals. He wants top rent, et cetera, et cetera. He buys the house and then decides he's not doing he wasn't doing any maintenance on the house because my rent was lower because my side's never been updated. So it's dated. It's just, you know, hasn't been had anything done to it since 89 when the house was built. Cozy. I love this side. I have a water view from my kitchen and my patio, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So I thought I would stay here, you know, for a long, really long time. And so my orphan has gotten activated because I had a situation where the septic backed up into the first floor bathroom and it wasn't addressed quickly. And the problem is still not all been completely resolved. So the bathroom has been gutted now since last August. At this point, neither myself nor the current owner are interested in continuing the relationship together as tenant landlord, because quite frankly, I like a landlord who cares about their tenants because I care about the property and do everything I can to, you know, upkeep it and make it nice and everything. So anyway, so beyond my control, this situation happened. And now I'm looking for, a new place to live. And I love my neighborhood. I love my street. I love my neighbors, which makes it even harder. Our dog walker is only a few houses away. So, like, if I'm in a pinch, she can just pop over. She's got a key and walk the dog and so forth. So leaving that is stressful for me because I've got, you know, everything that I need here. And then all these houses that we've been looking at. So one of them that we looked at today, the toilet was actually falling through the floor. And the oil tank was leaking, which the real estate agent responded that, oh, that smell is because the furnace got cleaned. Well, there's cat litter all under the oil tank. And when I stuck my finger in it and looked at it, it was greasy and it smelled like home heating oil. And, you know, so it's like one house after another like that. And I call them lipstick on a pig, where either somebody, a flipper will come in, they'll dolly it all up, make it look good on the outside, but really not fix the things that are important, like oil tanks that are leaking. And that's actually the second one that we've looked at in a week and a half that had a leaking oil tank. That's a big deal, right? That's environmental cleanup. Anyway, so I'm really laughing about the orphan card because it's so true, because I have been feeling orphaned. I've been feeling, you know, abandoned by my landlord and him not maintaining the property, you know, by the previous owner who sold the property out without even telling me, knowing that I was planning on buying it, from my, you know, son's father and partner who was supposed to buy the house and didn't. So I have all these abandonment stuff coming up. So I'm just like you guys, right? I have all the stuff to deal with that you guys do too. Even though, you know, I'm on the radio, I'm teaching, I teach classes, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I heard a long time ago that you just have to be one step ahead of your students. So the moral of the story is that I'm human just like you guys, and things trigger me too. The key for all of us is when we can recognize those triggers and then we can get ourselves out of them quicker than we have in the past, that's the beautiful thing. And, you know, sometimes we need help to do that. So just like, you know, you guys are listening to me, I listen to people on the radio like Colette Baron-Reed, like David G., like Robert Holden. You know, there's Deepak Chopra, the Dalai Lama. You know, Oprah Winfrey. So I too have to get my fill to fill up my energy banks. And then I too have people that I counsel with, that I call when I need, that I say, oh my God, can you sort of like see what's going on with this for me? I really need some insight because my face is suction cupped to it and I can't get out of the forest, right? I'm holding it so tightly that I'm strangling it. There's no air coming in. Right. Okay. Lisa, by grace. Thank you. I will. And so again, this happens for me too. And then I have to remind myself, or somebody around me reminds me, hey, you've got the tools that you need. Right. So, figure this out. And it's like, oh yeah, right, okay, so I need to meditate, I need to go take a walk on the beach. So yesterday it was a great day. We had beach polo. We have this winter festival that goes on every February school break here. It's a 10-day festival and there's all kinds of activities, and one of the activities is beach polo. And I love polo. It's like a horse polo, not water polo. And so I'm like, I'm going to beach polo. My daughter is general, what does she do? She's like marketing and something manager. She does all the marketing and all that stuff and sales, marketing and sales, I think she is. I always forget what her title is. And so we've been going to polo since she was 12 years old. She's worked there since she was 12. So anyway, so it was beach polo weekend. So I said, I'm going to beach polo. I took my grand dog. And after beach polo was over, I said, I need to walk the beach. And it was a little cool. You know, it was in the 40s. It was later in the day, so the sun was sort of non-existent. But I need that time. And so, what sort of recharges your battery? Where can you go to clear your head to help you think, right? It's really important to have a place where you can do that, a place where you can go to clear your head. It's really important for you to have a person or a team who you can connect with, who can say to you, hey, are you okay? Hey, maybe you can meditate. Hey, you're holding on to that too tightly. Loosen your grip a little bit, right? Oh, Sherry King. Hello, Sherry. Ooh, nice to see you. Ooh, I love you guys. I love when I see you guys all on Facebook because I love Blog Talk Radio too, but I can't see who's there. I just see phone numbers. So I don't always know unless I recognize the phone number who's in the Blog Talk queue. So. I get so excited and kind of, I see my peeps come on. And so, it's good for you guys to have resources, oracle cards, right? So I've been pulling oracle cards, even about the houses. What could I expect if my daughter and I are purchasing the house together? So it's like, what could we expect if we purchase this particular house? And there was one house that we were really interested in that, unfortunately, it was empty and they didn't winterize it, and the pipes broke after they put it on the market. And apparently they didn't know about it right away, and there's been nobody in there to clean it up. So anyway, but we really liked the property, and I wasn't afraid of that sort of cleanup kind of thing because my son does that for a living. So we were pursuing that, but then the real estate agent didn't disclose things like that it was supposed to be an estate sale, which means that it's already been through probate. And then over the weekend, my daughter looks at the listing, and the listing changed from estate sale to probate. And we went, what? So I called my agent, and I was like, oh my God, what's going on with this? So she's like, no, it's an estate sale. So she gets a hold of the listing attorney. Sure enough, it was a probate. So it has to go in front of the probate judge. And it's all a long, complicated process. Make a long story short, they only meet once a month. It'd be 3 weeks before they meet, and then they make a decision. And so it would be the middle of April before we would know. And meantime, this house is sitting full of water. And so it's going to be one big, ugly mess come May or June when you can actually finally close on the house. So I pulled cards on it, and the cards kept saying, don't chase, what eludes you. And that was sort of the idea. And so I finally said, you know what? Time to go. Let this house go. Don't keep after it. And somebody else put an offer in under the wire. So it worked out where I had a contractor go in over the weekend, give me estimates, have the estimates all ready Tuesday, just after noontime. We get a hold of the real estate agent, the listing agent, and the listing agent says, oh, well, we have to have an offer accepted before 3 p.m. today so it can get on the docket for probate. And we just got another offer, and we're counter-offering. They didn't even tell us they were negotiating with somebody else. So anyhow, at that point, my cards were like, just let it go. So I was like, yep, time to let this go. And so, we're looking at other things, which, you keep doing anyway until you have something for sure, because we put two other offers in before that. One offer, we got outbeat. The other offer, the people came back with a counter offer $20,000 higher than the asking price. They don't really want to sell the house, obviously. So anyway, this is all the fun and joys of real estate. And oh, Alex in Germany. Hey, so nice to see you. Oh my God, what time is it in Germany? It must be like really super early in the morning or the middle of the night. I don't know. How far ahead are you guys? So that's like some of the things that are going on for me and in my life right now. And then again, so it's like what do you do? How do you deal with it? Where do you go? Do you wallow in your dirty diaper? The orphans, right? Stuck in the muck and mire and the, oh, poor me. Sometimes we do stay in that. And, you know, the key is to try to stay in it for as short a time as possible. Because we all get there sometimes. And when it's interesting because in the profile system that Reese Thomas has developed based on Alexander Lowen's work, the charismatic leader is the one profile out of the six profiles that can do depression and stay in depression for years, right? So it would be easy for me as a charismatic leader profile, primary profile, to get depressed and stay in that depression for a long time. And, you know, mental illness is not a fun thing. And some people who are really depressed, you know, and it's not a temporary thing, then sometimes you don't know where, if there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And when we don't have a light at the end of our tunnel, things can get really dicey. And if we don't have people that we can lean on, things get even dicier. So what did I do? I messaged a friend. I'm like, hey, I'm in this spot. I could really use a chat. You know, and we had a nice long chat today. I went to see a friend of mine and had a nice chat with her, who is a counselor. And so there are different things you can do. Other things, take a salt bath. Go take a walk at the beach, right? So I had a nice long walk at the beach yesterday with the dog after the polo game. And this particular beach is my thinking spot. It's the place where I am. It's so clear. I have such great contact with my guides at the beach, and you know, I mean, they're around me all the time. But that's the place where I can sit and listen to them, because sometimes when I'm in my office or at my house, there's always things to do at your house. So I get distracted. There's dishes to be done. There's laundry to be done. The floor needs to be mopped. My office needs to be straightened out. Whatever. Now that I'm getting ready to move, things need to be sorted and packed and shredded and given away and whatever. So there's always stuff to do. But at the beach, there's nothing to do except walk the beach, maybe collect some shells or sea glass if you happen to be, you know, on a beach that you tend to get sea glass on. And that's my Zen place, this one particular beach that I've been going to since, I don't know, I don't think we went there as a kid because we had a beach that we walked to from our house. It was only half a block away. But it's a beach that I've been going to for, over 30 years, all of my adult life. And it's a beach that I absolutely, absolutely love. We have a lot of beaches around me because I live on an island, but this particular beach is my Zen place. Some of the biggest, this time of year is when we get the big giant sea clam shells. It's the only time of year we see them. They wash up on the beach in the winter storm. So I get these big, massive, sea clam shells. And they're really cool, so I do smudge kits with them for my students, and I pick the ones that have pretty colors in the inside or pretty colors in the outside, whatever, and then bundle them up with the things that you would need for smudge. So I do that. Like I said, the only time you can get those is in the winter. And so I love that. Wish the weather here was beach weather. The sun and water sounds the calmest. Windy and raining and snowing. Oh, yeah. So it's totally been windy and raining and snowing here, Gidget. yesterday was a better day. Today's been pouring rain all day, and it's been super, super windy. But yesterday it was better. It was windy. But when I'm on that beach, I don't really care what the weather is. I've sat there in the middle of a snowstorm before. Because it's really my Zen place. So what's your Zen place? Where do you guys go? If you don't have a place, you need to find one. Sometimes it can be in the bathtub, right? Do a salt bath. Oh my God, it's like I've been living in the salt bath for the last 2 weeks. And when I can't get a salt bath, I'm like, ah. So some of the houses that we've looked at don't have baths, are going away from having bathtubs in their house, believe it or not. And they're just putting stand-up showers and eliminating bathtubs. And which to me, I guess, I don't know. I've always loved to take a nice hot tubby. And empaths, if you guys are here listening to the show or on Facebook, most of you are probably empaths. And taking salt baths are really super, super helpful for you guys because it helps to get the all the schmutt that you've picked up from other people and the environment and clear out even the EMFs, the negative stuff, whatever. Hey, Allison, I haven't seen you in a while. How you doing? Hope everything's well with you. So I do 2 cups of pink Himalayan salt, and then I'll put some essential oils in, either coconut oil, and put that in there too. And there's a particular blend of essential oils that I use because, you know, the work I do dealing with dead people. Oh, that's another thing. So I went to this one house, and it was a historical home built in the 1700s. And anytime I go into an older house, I always expect that there's going to be spooks in there. And, of course, there was in this one. As soon as I went upstairs in the house, I went, oh, no. Well, this guy comes home with me. And it was so funny because I was actually with Dave that day. And the guy jumps into the back seat of the truck. And sometimes Dave will pick up. He'll, like, say anything to him because I didn't want him to totally freak out. But anyway, so, yeah, so this guy came home with me. And I'm still like, so that happens, like, when you're a medium. Because they know that you're their opportunity to go to the other side or just to chat because they haven't had somebody to talk with in a long time, whatever. So that's always a hazard when I go into these older homes, especially, is picking up dead people. And they can be an energy drain, and you have to know how to sort of send them along their way so they're not using your energy to stay here on the planet. And it was so funny because my friend who I talked to today, she's like, oh my God, she's like, you have to like clear your energy field and close your energy system, shut it off, shut it down after you're working and reading people because they just want to stay attached to you. And I'm like, oh my God, I so know that. Right. So it happens in this field when you're dealing with the spirit world. So it's about, you know, disconnecting and closing the door. It's like you wouldn't, if you lived in the Queens or in Bronx, you wouldn't just, or LA, wherever, right? You wouldn't just open the front door and leave it open. No, you wouldn't want to close that front door behind you, right? Same thing with dealing with the spirit world. You got to close the door. So it was a good reminder because sometimes I'm just like, oh, whatever. So he tagged along, right? I let him tag along. I knew he was there. And then it's like, okay, I'll deal with you later. The thing to do is to deal with them straight away and send them on their way. And, you know, when you do energy work or healing work, whether it's Reiki, whether you're doing oracle cards, whether you're doing any sort of work, when you work in the public, if you work, especially if your hands are on people like hairdressing, your hands are in people's hair, if you're a nail technician, if you are in the medical field, if you're a nurse's aide, something like that, really important that you clear your energy field and, you know, sort of seal it off after you've dealt with people, especially negativity, right? And so we look at the things that have been going on in our government here in the United States, which affects around the world. When we look at, there's something like, my daughter said today, there's like 400 people running for president that have thrown their hats in the ring in the United States. Oh my God, it's wonderful. At the same time, how ridiculous is that, right? Because 400 people, I mean, I know we've got 2 years away for the election, but, you know, that's a lot of hats in the ring. And then it's sometimes too many distracts from the candidates that we need a big energy behind them to get them in to the White House. So anyway, and with the news, I had a student reach out to me this over the weekend saying, how do I deal with all this negativity that is out in the world? You know, with the road rage, with the murders, with, the things in government. It's, you know, and that the things that really get you down. She's like, I don't want to stop watching the news, but yet I'm so overwhelmed. What can I do? So these things, you guys have heard me say these things before. Take salt baths, get out in nature, meditate, pick up the phone and call a friend. And not somebody like a friend who is a friend that you call and you're a gossipy friend, blah, 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 this and that, and blah, 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 whatever. You know, somebody who, you know, has a solid ground on the earth, somebody who can help you gain clarity and so forth. Not just somebody to talk about the latest thing on, like, what are the housewife shows or whatever, right? New Jersey, L.A. housewife. I don't know what they are because I don't watch them, right? So not a friend like that, although distraction sometimes can be okay, right? You know, one thing, like, I love to ice skate. I love to roller skate. I love to bike ride. I love to walk out. Side, you know, all those kind of things. Do what, find whatever it is you like to do and get out and eat. You know, raining, snowing, yeah, yucky. I worked outside for 26 years. I know about rain and snow for sure. Having delivered mail in Newport for Newport, Rhode Island for 26 years. So that saying, the motto, neither rain, sleet, snow, nor dark of night shall keep the postal carrier from his or her appointed rounds is true. We even delivered mail during hurricanes. So blizzards, you know, we'd go out and we would make an appearance, do whatever we could do, come back in. And in 26 years, there were only a few days that we couldn't deliver mail. One was after a hurricane when there were big trees blocking roads and power lines down, et cetera, things like that. But those of us who were walking people, walking on foot, we still went out and delivered the mail. And, you know, we obviously avoided hazards like trees down or wires down, but we made an effort and got out there and delivered the mail. In blizzards, too, there was one winter we had over 100 inches of snow on the ground, and literally I was climbing over snowbanks to get out of traffic way because the lanes were the street were so narrow. They were trucking loads of snow out by dump trucks to try to clear some of the streets so people could pass. Anyway, so don't ever let the weather spoil your fun. Sometimes if it's raining out, there's nothing better than walking in the rain and having a good cry because nobody even knows that you're crying because it's pouring rain out. You got to have a sense of humor. Yeah, definitely about these things. Okay, so I'm going to take a couple of callers because the queue is loaded up over there on the Blog Talk show. Susan on Facebook asked, do you think repeating positive affirmations help? Yeah, totally helps, Susan. Anything that can sort of get you out of your current space, mind space, and thinking definitely helps. You know, sometimes if you're so in a slump, even saying positive affirmations or thinking about them, you can't even comprehend it. So you have to then find other things, but totally positive affirmations can be super helpful. Also, doing meditations that have positive affirmations. Louise Hay has some really great meditations that she left us with that are really super, that can definitely help. I love using guided meditation as a tool. And so that's definitely a great idea. All right, so I'm going to go over here to the Blog Talk studio. And let me just see. I'm going to randomly pick somebody in the queue. I'm going to, I don't know where my pendulum went. I'm going to douse to see who's coming on. So let's see which caller is coming on the air here. It is the highest good to bring on currently right now. Okay, so this is area code 313, and the last three digits are 0424. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Cynthia Fontaine. How are you today?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you? My name is Sherelle. I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan.
Hi, did you say Sherelle?
Yes. How are you
what
doing?
What a pretty name, and what a good Lisa, how you doing? What a pretty name and what a sultry voice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for taking my call as well.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for calling in. What can I help you with today?
Yes, I would like a message from the other side regarding me getting my keys on Friday for my new home. And
oh.
I was wondering, do you see Sam coming around? Because I
Sam?
Think he's mad at me. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Or how he thinks and how he's feeling. Do you see me having success with my new apartment? But go ahead.
So, yes. So I do see you having a lot of happiness with your new apartment. I feel like, are you already arranging things in your mind? I feel like you've already been in there where you've, like, sort of sized things up and you're already planning where you're going to put this, where you're going to put that. And I feel like, yeah, it's going to be really nicely decorated. And it feels like it's going to be really home, really comfortable. And I feel like, too, that the when I look at the – is it a complex?
It's made something. It's not a complex, but it's kind of made like that. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So I feel like that the I feel like the owner is, like, actually really good. And I feel like that you're going to have sort of a lot of freedom to, sort of like put your artistic talent to work is what my guides are saying. So I feel like he's going to give you freedom to do that. You know, I mean, you're not going to paint the walls hot pink or whatever. but I feel like that he's sort of is giving you a little bit of artistic freedom to sort of decorate in a way that suits you. And I feel like it's going to come together really nicely. Are you doing like blues or grays, or I've seen like blues and grays and even like navy. I don't know if that's your color scheme.
I was thinking about doing my bathroom turquoise and brown.
I was
moving in this Friday. You know, this is my first place. Yeah, go ahead.
And is it two bedrooms?
Just one. I have no kids,
but,
so it's just only me. I have no kids.
Okay.
Yeah, just me.
Okay, so maybe it's the two rooms that I'm seeing is the bedroom and the living room, and then is it like an eat-in kitchen?
I was going to make this one room my vanity room. It's like a small little vanity room that I was going to use it for.
Okay, great. So that's the second room that I'm seeing. So it looks like a two bedroom. Yeah. Okay, great.
You're spot
on.
So
that's going to be great. Yeah, totally awesome as sort of like your dressing area vanity with your, I even see like this really cool vanity. Are you looking for an antique, or do you have an antique vanity table or something?
My auntie, she gave me a little desk.
Okay, yeah. Okay, great. So I'm seeing that in there. And yeah, it's going to be really great. And then, so Sam, it's interesting because they're sort of avoiding the subject. Sam is still in a physical body, yes?
Yeah.
And I feel like, it's like one foot in, one foot out, one foot in, one foot out, one foot in, one foot out. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And you guys on Facebook, let me know if you can hear both of us, because I'm not sure. A headset on. And good night, Gidget. Thanks. And good night, Mary Elizabeth. So it's like one foot in, one foot out, one foot in, one foot out. They're giving me the number 35, and usually when they start throwing numbers around, it's an important age. I feel like, are you you're above 35? Is that correct?
No, I'm 25.
You're 25. Okay, so I don't know. I want to go above 35. Is Sam older?
No, he's 26.
26. Okay, so I'm not sure where they're going with the 35. but I feel like I want to go, when I'm looking at Sam, I'm looking at, they're giving me the number 35, and I'm looking above that, which is interesting. So it's like, this is a puzzle, right? We flip the pieces over of the puzzle on the table, and then we start flipping the, then we start looking at the pictures on the pieces and going, oh, where does this one fit? How does this work?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so you guys are so young that this is like, this is the thing that we have a Saturn return. We have a Saturn return twice in our life. Everybody has it. And it's between the ages of 28 and 30 and then 58 and 60. And mm-hmm. during our Saturn return is where big life changes often happen. So often when, okay, so you guys let me know if, when you guys can,
I can hear you.
Both of us. I'm off the headset now. And so in our Saturn return is when big things happen. It's when we get married. It's when we have kids. It's when we move to a new place, et cetera. And mm-hmm. they're like, you are still so far away from that. And the other thing is, like, I feel like that you've spent so much energy sort of and directing your love and attention to Sam, but it's not always, you're not always getting that same thing back. I feel like when he's mm-hmm. in, it's great, but when mm-hmm. he's out, he's like out. Does that make sense?
Yes, you're right, because I haven't seen him three or four years, and I was just telling him, like, I'm about to get my place, and I would love for you to come over. Then he sent me this message that don't contact him ever again. And I don't know if he meant that seriously or is he mad, or I don't know. But I just miss him.
Right. Okay, so you know what? For some reason on the speaker, it's really quiet. So you guys on Facebook are going to have to hang tight because I can't really hear Sherelle. I'm going to put the headphones back on, but you guys, you know, I'll sort of repeat what she's saying. So you guys hang tight.
And so, I don't know.
Sometimes it doesn't.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, so now I can hardly hear you at all. That is so weird. Can you check the volume on your phone?
Yeah, I got it up. Can you hear me now?
Barely.
Oh, wow. I wonder why.
Okay, yeah, I'm not sure, but I can barely hear you. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, I have lost you completely. I think there may be something going on with my computer, actually, because it says I have no sound. Oh, my goodness. So if you guys can still hear me on Facebook, can you let me know? Because it's saying here, I have no sound available.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, just about, but I can hear you.
Okay. I was just saying that I haven't, you know, seen him 3 and 4 years, and I was just telling him, you know, I'm getting my place, and I would love for you to come over, and I miss, you know, this, and he just sent me a nasty message just saying don't contact him ever again, and so I don't know.
So, you know what? That's actually a blessing in disguise, because you are a really beautiful, intelligent woman, and he's mm-hmm. not the guy for you.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like that, you know, he'd always be one foot in, one foot out, and you know, I feel like that he would have other things on the side, and you know, you really deserve somebody who is going to be with you and wants to be with you. And mm-hmm. you know, I see that you have kids on your chart, and you mm-hmm. want somebody who's going to be devoted in that way as well. Do you do, like, analytics or something like that? What do you do for work?
I do dietary. I work around food with elderly.
Okay, dietary. So you analyze people's diets, whatever. Okay, great.
Yeah,
and,
sir,
so you're probably not going to find Mr. Right there, but, you know, listen to the people that you work with, right? Because they've been around the block. They can say what doesn't work in relationships, what does work in relationships. And, you know, I feel like that, do you have a James, or have you seen a James in the past? Have you had a relationship with somebody named James?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay. So I'm seeing and hearing the name James. And James, Jonathan, I like a lot of J names around you. So, you know, it's almost like they're Japan. Lining the men up for you. So they're like, don't waste your time with this guy because the men are going to be lined up for you. Okay. So it's okay. When you get really clear about what you want and don't settle for less, because as women, you know, we often will settle and tolerate things that we don't really like, but we'll put up with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So get really clear about what you want for an end game. This is another mistake that women make, is we get into relationships, we'll start dating, but we're afraid to tell the guy what it is that we really want out of the relationship in the long run, okay? So you eliminate a lot of guys that will waste your time, right, when you don't when you tell them what your end game is right from the beginning. So you look at, some people go, they freak out and get scared and go, oh my God, you know, but what if a guy doesn't want that from the beginning, they don't want it, and you're not going to change them. We make the mistake as women because we can be mutable, right? And we'll say, well, I won't tolerate that, and I won't stand for that, and this is what, and then we do tolerate more than we say we will very often.
Right.
And sell ourselves short a lot of times. But guys won't. If they say nope, you know, then that's it. If marriage isn't their end game, they're not going to change their mind because you want them to, because you think if I love them enough, they're going to change their mind. No. So go out with your end game right on your sleeve. Okay.
Right. Well, I'm glad you gave me the confirmation.
And be really clear about what you want, right? And don't be afraid to say what it is that you want.
Okay. Well, I'm glad. Okay. You know, like I said, this is my first time getting my own place by myself. So, you know, just hope everything go well. And my big day is Friday. And I'm going to count down.
I feel like it's going to be really great. I see you like, you know, inviting friends over for, you know, wine or whatever, having like little get-togethers, that kind of thing. I mean, they want to be sure. Do you tend to isolate yourself?
I do.
Yeah. So they're like, you got to be sure that you don't isolate yourself, okay? And that makes this a place that you really love and are comfortable with, and have fun there. Invite friends over. You know, and take time to meet new people and sort of expand your friendship base. Okay, I mean, I talk to everybody.
I did a lot of traveling last year, and the first couple of times
that I went, Dave would say, "Oh, don't talk to strangers in the airport." And I looked at him and I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" I'm like, "Are you really telling me not to? I have to change, not be who I am?" I'm like, "I'm gonna talk to everybody. What I do."
Right. So I won't have no financial issues. Like, I will be good. I won't be living from paycheck to paycheck. I'll be just fine.
You know, I feel like now where you're at, you have a retirement system. You have like a 401k that you can contribute to. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So I feel like that, you know, having good finances is one decision at a time. Setting yourself up in your retirement account, it's you know, not running up your credit card, it's living within your means, in the meantime also putting some money away, okay? And also, you know, thinking about because it, you know, it's hard in America, and not just in America but other places in the world as well, where, you know, the dollar doesn't go as far as it used to. So even though we're making more money than ever, it's costing us more money than ever to live. So compared to, like, the 70s, our standard of living is actually lower, and it's hard for people on their own to have their own places because it's so expensive. So, but I feel like for you, you're sensible. You have a good head on your shoulders. And as long as you make good decisions, one decision at a time, you'll be fine.
Okay.
And then, like, you have a car now?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So they're talking about, you want to sort of, like, set up these sort of like little side money, these little accounts. So like you have like a car repair fund, right?
Yeah.
And then you have a spending spree fund, right? So you have mm-hmm. like these little envelopes, and you write on the envelope like what each one is, and then like when you get paid on Friday or every other Friday or whatever it is, you don't just leave like all the money in your general account, because then it gets spent, it goes away. You want to put money, so like I have money and I take money and it automatically goes from my checking account, automatically goes into a savings account,
mm-hmm.
right? So you want to set something up where you get into like a habit of putting things, assigning money to things, right? So then you're not like, oh my God, where am I going to get the money from to fix my car? Where I need to get new tires, where's the money going to come from? Right, you've got
mm-hmm.
that money aside. So even if you put $5 a week in the envelope, you know, you make sure that you put some money in the fun envelope too. You don't want to, you know, leave that out. And then,
mm-hmm.
you know, so say like once a month, if whatever you have in your fun envelope, whether it's $20 or $50 or whatever, you go out and you do something fun, whatever that is. You know, you go get an ice cream, you go have drinks with friends, whatever. Okay. And if you want to, you know, have a bigger goal and you want to save for a weekend away or something, then, you know, maybe you save up that to whatever it is, and then you go do an overnight somewhere kind of thing, right? So it's a good idea to get into some kind of a saving pattern. We as Americans have gotten away from that. Most Americans, I forget what the percentage is, it's like 59% or something like that, have less than $1,000 in the bank.
I want to run out the time of the other callers, because I'm going to be considerate of the other callers.
Well, I appreciate that. So
thank you for all the information.
Yeah,
I'm
you're
just
welcome.
Excited.
It's my pleasure. Do that, and I think you're going to be good. And then, you know, when I look sort of like, I'll take a quick look at your timeline, you know,
mm-hmm.
it looks like that Happily Ever After comes sooner rather than later, but it's going to be a couple of years.
Yes.
Yeah. So don't rush it. Don't worry. You know, it's there. It's all written for you. You know, it's just be patient.
I will. I'm just ready for
Friday.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Have
so
a good much
evening.
For
God bless.
It was really great fun talking with you. It was really a pleasure.
Same here.
I wish you the best of luck in your new place.
Thank you. I appreciate everything. God bless
you're
you.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
Thanks
okay.
so much. You too.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Oh
my God, you guys, I love this. I miss you guys for the 2 weeks, right? This is where I get my juice from, is from working with you guys here on the radio and on Facebook. So Stacey, when I have callers in the queue on Blog Talk, generally I just do the readings on Blog Talk. It's hard to do readings on Facebook and in the Messenger. You know, sometimes I'll stay on Facebook a little bit extra so you can hang out. I'll probably stay on for a few more minutes. It's getting kind of late here. And I have a list of houses to go look at tomorrow. We only have 5 minutes left of the show over here on Blog Talk Radio. Oh my God. Can I talk or what? it's funny because I didn't actually say one word until I was 2.5 years old. If you can believe that. My mother thought that there was something wrong with me because I didn't walk or talk until I was 2.5. And it's hilarious because I walked for a living delivering mail for 26 years. And I talk for a living now. Isn't that funny? And I haven't shut up since I started talking is what I always say, which is really funny. So I want to let you guys know, if you're listening to me for the first time, check out my Facebook page, Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium, and also go on my website and sign up for my newsletter. If you're not signed up for that, I am not a newsletter lunatic where I don't send out newsletters very often. I will let you know. But I do send out what's happening, what's going on when I have events coming up and things like that on newsletters. And I'm trying to get more consistent to send out a newsletter at least once a month, but I'm really bad about that, I have to say. So if you sign up for the newsletter, don't expect that your inbox is going to be getting emails from me every day like some people do. You'll get occasional emails from me, and totally not an overabundance. So I'm going to take one more quick caller because, again, we only have we've got 3 minutes left. It's going to have to be fast, okay? So let's see. This is area code. Let's see. This is area code 504, and the last four digits are 0837. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Cynthia.
Hi. It's Debbie.
Hi.
And hi. I was
hi,
wondering
Debbie.
If you
how
could
are
come
you today?
I have a question, and it's
okay.
It makes me kind of nutty because I work is really difficult right now, and I want to just quit, and I know I can't quit because I'm learning this big lesson of not letting people run me off.
Right.
But do you see relief in sight, or maybe my manager will quit picking on me soon? You know, just some relief or advice
make
it
so,
through.
So, because we only have like 2 minutes left, what kind of work do you do?
Right now I'm in sales.
In sales. Okay. So here's the thing, right? What there's put your head down and just keep selling.
Okay.
Okay. Put your head down and keep focused, right? Just keep selling. So like when I delivered mail and the weather was bad, people would say, oh my God, how did you deliver mail when it was freezing rain for 7 hours? You just put your head down and you keep going, right? And that's what they're showing me. It's like, put your head down, put yourself in your work, and keep going, okay? And the manager can blah, 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 talk over here, da, 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 da. You know, of course, you have to, you know, generally do what they tell you to in some ways, whatever. If you don't agree with something, you know, just say, well, I can always say, oh, I can see, you know, why you would want to do it that way. I would really like to try it this way because I have had success, some things that. So you want to stay in your lane is what they're saying. Stay in the eye. The best way is not to hit him head on, but sort of go around them in a way where you sort of like give them like, oh, I could understand why you would want to do it that way kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Say, oh, well, I'm happy to try it that way. Let's see how it goes. Whatever.
Okay.
I feel like that this person really doesn't have, I don't feel like they have a super amount of experience in sales, actually.
No.
And, you know, I don't feel like they spent years and years on the floor or whatever person by sort of not killing them with kindness, but putting your head down, doing your work, and at the same time say, I can understand why you would want to do it that way or something like that. So in other words, you want to be open to seeing their point of view, acknowledging whatever it is that they're trying to, you know, get you to do in their way or whatever. And then, you know, say, well, how about if we tried it this way or let's do this or whatever kind of thing. So again, I feel like it's stay in the eye, right? Don't hit them head on because you're going to get a massive headache. Okay. So charging head on is not going to bring you success in this job, with this manager. The best way is to sort of go around them, right? So you work around them in a way where you show appreciation, even, you know, if you don't agree with them and their way of doing things. And then stay in the eye. Okay. Really, really an important thing. So I'm going to pull a card for you. And let's see, what can you expect by working through this relationship with your sales manager in a different and new way?
I'm hoping I'll just move on, too, or she'll move on.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a while. They're saying maybe 6 or 7 months. Time for a nap.
Oh.
Yep, so not right now.
Oh,
right?
No.
So it's time for you. So, again, don't go head on, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's time
mm-hmm.
to take a break, take a step back, stay in your lane, do your work, keep your head down, and then it looks like 6 or 7 months, things open up, and then there's an opportunity for you to change.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Okay. So hang tight.
You see her staying?
I don't always have permission to look at other people.
Oh, okay.
And let me just, I don't have permission to look. Because it's like spying.
Okay.
You know, sometimes because it would affect you directly because we're having this conversation, I will have permission to look. But they're not giving me permission to look. Because what they really want you to focus on is for you, this is an important lesson for you to really in your lane to stay respectful and yet at the same time put your head down, do the hard work, and then in 6 to 7 months the flower opens up, something blossoms, and you have a new opportunity to shift into a different arena, shift into a different area, or something changes where then the flower blossoms and it looks good for you.
Okay.
So hang tight. I know it seems like a long time, but time goes by really fast. In the meantime, do other things when you're out of your work day, to have fun and bring some joy into your life. And then, you know, less focus on, oh, my God, this horrible boss, right? So it's like me with the house. I got to focus on doing other things rather than focusing on the house 24 hours a day, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
it's, the time will go by fast, trust me.
Well, I was actually off today, and she just emailed me on a Sunday night. It's just, it's they're picking on her, so she picks on me, and that's why it's just tough. It's really tough because
I am off,
you know?
Right. So you can have a boundary where you don't read the email till Monday morning, right?
Okay.
Just because she emails you on a Sunday night doesn't mean you have to open that email and respond to it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I just told her I was confused about what I must have sent in the wrong form, blah, blah, blah. I just kind of did what you said, go sideways.
Right. Yep. So go sideways. Take responsibility for what you do, what you need to do, what you're responsible for, and then, stay in your lane, put your head down, do the work, and, you know, if she's emailing you at midnight on Saturday or whatever, middle of the day on Sunday, you don't have to respond to that, right, at that time.
Right.
And then you,
I should
and
not.
Then when you do respond, you can. And if she gives you any crap about, you know, not responding right away, then you say, oh, gee, I'm really sorry. You know, it was the weekend and I had plans, you know.
Okay.
Kind of thing. So you just set the boundary in a nice way. If it comes up and she's like, why didn't you respond to my email? Blah, 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 whatever. I mean, unless it's something urgent that you have to respond to, leave it.
No, she's just... I feel that she is in trouble and she's trying to pull people down with her. In fact, I'm not
so
making it up because
she
told me. She told me she was. She's like, I know I'm going to be fired and I'm going to try to pull people down with me. She told me that. And
so,
I told
again,
HR.
So that's where you put the blinders up and you put your head down and you stay in your lane.
Okay.
Keep doing your work. Doing it well. Okay. Put the blinders on.
She'll make
on,
a mountain out of anything. Like you wrote in blue ink over black. She'll make a mountain out of anything like you wrote in blue ink instead of black ink. It's like really Like, she will find anything. Like, you
so
can't
you say,
even imagine
oh,
her.
Yep, that's okay. So you say, oh, I apologize. Let me correct that.
Yeah,
it's
a circus. It's a circus.
I get it. I totally get it. Trust me. I worked with some really kooky bosses over the years. Trust me.
Okay.
And the things that I went through, the harassment, the threats of getting fired, it was brutal for years. I had this one postmaster who was a tyrant, and all because I didn't want to take him up on moving up on the ladder with some assistance from him. Okay, so then he had a vendetta, his vendetta to get me for not taking him up on his offer of moving me up the ladder, right? So trust me, I get it with bad bosses. Right.
Okay.
So again, you keep your head down, you do your work, say, oh, gee, I apologize. I didn't realize it had to be in black ink. Let me correct that.
Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of being facetious. Like, it's that kind, you know, she didn't say that, but it's that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, they
so
scream at her constantly.
Have you ever read Don Miguel Ruiz, The Four Agreements?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll have to
so
revisit,
I want
though.
You, if you have the book or print out the agreements off the internet, whatever, right? I want you to take those agreements, and I want you to really focus on the agreement of not taking things personally.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
That's your assignment.
Okay.
And when you take, and when you're feeling hurt, you're feeling attacked, you're feeling by it, you say, you know what? This isn't my stuff. This is her stuff, and I'm just gonna push it back into her corner. And you know, I can have compassion for her, knowing that she's going through a hard time and that she feels like she's gonna lose her job. I can be compassionate about that, even though she's giving me such a hard time right now.
Mhm.
Okay.
And I wouldn't do that if I was in her place. I would just, you know, kind of own up to whatever I did rather than hurt other people.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, but keep in mind that not everybody is, you're the only one who is you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that when we have high expectations and we hold ourselves to high ideals, we sort of assume or expect the people around us are the same. But unfortunately, that's not true. You know, and oftentimes there are people around us who, you know, will do what they have to do to try to protect or save themselves. So in this case, you know, again, put the blinders on, put your head down, do the work that you need to do. And in 6 or 7 months, things come up flowery. Things come up. They're not smelling like roses. Do you not like roses?
I like them. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's funny because they'll usually say, like, oh, things are coming up roses. But they're not saying things are coming up roses. They're like, oh, things are coming up flowery. So it's like all these pretty colored flowers are blossoming.
I think that is odd.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, right, in a way. But it's all these pretty flowers. And not chrysanthemums, dahlias is what they're showing me. I don't know what the meaning of dahlias would be in symbolism, but you want to look that up. What does dahlias represent? Because they keep showing me these big, beautiful dahlias.
I don't know. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't either. So, but if you type into, you know, your search bar, what is the symbolic meaning of this dahlia?
Okay.
I can guarantee you something will come up. I think there's always a significant message when it's specific flowers or specific birds or specific things, you know, or like when I do guided meditations and you know, oftentimes I'll have a guide give the people in the meditation a gift, and it's always very meaningful what the gift is, what the guide's name is, et cetera, what the colors are. So in this case, they're showing me these big, beautiful dahlias. So look that up, and I find that you'll find some significance in the meaning there.
Okay. And if I left this job, I would just do this again, right? It's just something I have to go through.
Yeah, I feel like it is. If you can really figure out how not to take things personally with this. You know, stay in your lane, putting your head down, and continue forward. And if you can have compassion for her, that is going to be the big icing on the cake for you with this. Okay.
Okay.
You know, when you set boundaries, so she emails you on Sunday, you don't look at it till Monday, right? If she says, you know, you wrote in blue ink, it's supposed to be black ink. Oh, I apologize for that error. Let me correct it. Right.
She's also an emotional vampire, and I've asked her not to touch me, and she touches me.
Yeah.
That's
so
not good either.
Right.
So take
salt baths. Don't let her into, you know, and again, so if you let her under your skin, right? So we have to let the vampire latch onto the neck and suck the blood out.
Yeah, I do take a salt bath, and I told HR, and they said I could file a complaint. But if I file a complaint, I'm going to be fired. I'm not stupid, you know?
Yeah. I totally get that. It's a very familiar story.
Yeah, and she's a female, so, and it's not, like, sexual, but they would put it under sexual harassment.
Right.
But she always touches me, and I've asked her many times, please stop, but then she'll find a way, you know, and she keeps doing it, and everybody laughs, but, yeah, okay. I mean, it's worst-case scenario, but I'm trying. I'm definitely trying.
Right. So, again, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, but it's going to be 6 or 7 months, and I don't see, when I look at other job opportunities, you know, before then, I'm not seeing one. And I don't know how it is in your state, but like in our state, if you quit a job, you can't collect. And you have to be fired to collect. Sorry.
Right. And you don't see that happening, fired?
I feel like that, if you can keep your head down, if you can do your work, have compassion for her, when she's bullying you and saying, oh, this is the wrong color ink, whatever, just correct it, okay? Don't take it personally.
Okay.
I feel like that hitting her head on is not gonna be effective.
Okay.
Okay. It's really not gonna
be
effective. And then doing those things, you know, if she finds a way to bring you down with her, then so be it. It was meant to be. But I feel like you doing those things sort of keeps a wall between you and her in a sense. I feel like, again, if you can show compassion for her, but I wouldn't respond to sort of like her things about, oh, they're going to fire me, they're going to take people down with me. Don't respond to that.
Yeah, I've stopped. I told her, well, maybe it's time, you know, maybe you can find something better.
No. Don't engage.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Ah.
Don't engage with that kind of stuff, right? So keep it work.
Okay.
And keep it, don't engage, you know, do your job, keep your head down, set your boundaries, right? And then passion for her, but at the same time, you don't want to get into this gossipy kind of like narrative with her.
Okay.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
So really put the wall up between the two of you as far as that goes.
Okay. Yeah, that's that's good because,
Yep. So you just keep redirecting.
Yeah, she gave me a bracelet after being so mean. I just threw it in the garbage. I don't want anything from her. I just don't.
I have to get
a Sunday night email, and I felt guilty.
I understand.
I just went through it away.
So,
I don't even want to give it to somebody. Probably it's bad energy.
I hear you. I get it. I've done things like that. I have, for sure. All right. So again, you know, it feels like it's a temporary situation, and then things come up smelling like dahlias.
Okay, I'm gonna check it out now.
Okay, great. All right. Good luck
thank
with all that.
You
and
so
then,
oh,
you
thank
know, check
you.
Check back in and let me know how you make out.
I sure will. I appreciate that.
My pleasure.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Take good care. All right, you guys. Oh my God, this is so much fun. I totally can relate to that. As I said, I had some pretty big tyrants for bosses. So thank you guys all so much for hanging out here with me on Facebook. I know you couldn't hear the callers, but I hope you got the gist from it. you know, by what I was saying, and I was trying to repeat, you know, sort of like what the caller was saying, et cetera. And so I hope that was okay. It might have sounded kind of wonky. I know there was probably airtime between her talking and me talking. But anyway, all right, you guys, I am signing off. I love you all so very much. It's great to be here with you. Thanks for taking time out of your day to say hi, to check in, to listen, and to hang, be sharing space with me. Okay, guys, I love you all, and I will see you soon.